see. Let's put the ladder over there. I'm going to dig the skylight. I want to need the man cave. Hey, that's Randy Miller's Kansas City. We are teaching you how to build a house step by step, and especially one at Woodland Trails. Great new development in southern Jackson County. It's just beautiful, very close to Lee Summit. Matter of fact, if you go at 50 to Smart Road and head south, you'll get to it. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful planned community that is spacious, 5 miles of walking trails right across from James A. Reed Park. And we've got the builders in here, Jim Reif, the developer. We talked to him earlier. And we talked to Kevin Higdon, Chris Jeffries, and now Frank Espiza. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hello, Randy. How are you?
Now, do you only build Italian houses? How does that work?
We build anything you want to build.
A lot of Italian columns in there, I guess. What did people say now as far as it seems like anymore with people that are building a house, the kitchen is like the focal point of everything.
Yes. A lot of our customers, you had mentioned earlier, the open floor plan is really popular. And I would say that the key elements for customers coming into a home, especially the wife, she's going to want to see the kitchen space and a master bedroom area. That's pretty typical. So each customer is different. They're looking for their own specific needs. We're seeing a lot of large islands in kitchens now.
Right.
It's the new breakfast nook space for most clients. That's where they're going to sit their families down to eat. And we're watching the formal dining rooms become a thing of the past for most of us. We still get customers that will want the formal dining setting, but in most situations, the kitchen is set up to fulfill all those needs for the client based on their new style of living.
So. That was the only thing about the formal dining. When we had a formal dining room, because my wife made me speak in old English when we were in there, and it was too much work.
Yes.
You know, could you pass the butter dish? I mean, what if people now, when they watch HGTV and they DIY, they got all these shows now, Sell My Brother, I Rent a House, people are more educated, I would think, now than ever.
Absolutely.
In terms of how to build a home, what to look for, what questions to ask. Is that good or bad?
Well,
I
think the good thing about it, I always encourage all my clients when I meet with them, especially in their first meeting, is to package a folder together of concepts and ideas, design ideas. Once they've picked the floor plan, I think the other guys here mentioned, you've got to find your floor plan first based off where you go. Once you do that, I think it's really important. I encourage my customers when they come into the idea of building a home is to build a portfolio of ideas and bring those to me so I know what they want. Especially if you're going to call yourself a custom builder, you're not building a repetitive home where you're only encouraged to build from package A, B, or C in the design.
Right, yeah.
So what makes a custom builder unique, like all of us here, is that we are open to what the customer is going to bring to us and maybe even incorporate one of Jim's ideas. You know, you just never know.
Well, I mean, sure, if they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
So now, how long does it take to build a house?
Well,
I know it's a pretty open-ended question.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. Right. Now, how does it, I mean, is it, because that's the one thing you always hear about home building. You know, my builder told me I'd have it done in a week.
Oh, you mean in terms of time frame?
Yeah.
Well, the market's really shifted. As Chris mentioned earlier, after the market crash, we saw a huge shift in subcontractor availability.
Right.
What I've discovered is houses that typically used to take me 6 months, I'm budgeting 8.
Okay.
There's just a higher demand right now, and there's not the people to fulfill that role. The workforce has dropped.
That's interesting. Now, do you run into that too, Kevin, with the subcontractors?
Yeah, we have been.
Yeah. And is that just a product of guys not being around?
At quality guys.
Well, I think that's the key, right? I mean, to get those quality guys and the guys that you can depend on.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's hard to find, in the trades, it's really hard to find good guys. They're kind of dying out.
Really?
And,
the old school guys?
The old school guys are going away, and there's not a lot of new young guys getting into the business.
So, really? Yeah. So when you find those guys that are quality craftsmen, you want to hang on to those.
Yeah, right? most definitely. I mean, I would say all of us are in that same regard. I mean, we've got a lot of subcontractors that have worked for us for a lot of years. So,
and that's, I mean, that's very important. And Frank, you talked about communication with your clients. That's got to be the most vital thing, because when if you can get the idea from them, because some people really can't articulate what they
exactly
want in a house or need in a house, but they can tell you, man, I'd like to have an office. I need a place to play ping pong, you know, that kind of a thing, right?
Right, exactly. And we have customers that will bring us design ideas, and the trickiest part is trying to figure out sometimes how to incorporate those. I had a client who actually brought me an idea and concept for a half-court basketball court.
Wow.
Which we did. We had to design the entire house around that concept.
Wow.
So we worked from the bottom up. We actually did it in Jim's other subdivision, Woodland Shores.
Which is beautiful.
And we incorporated that along with an indoor treadmill pool that went next to that, and we built everything up from there. But so
really,
it was.
Huh. When did Lance Armstrong move in?
Yeah,
wow, that's incredible. So I mean, that really is customization. Okay, okay, Chris, what's the oddest thing somebody's asked you to put in a house?
Oh, I mean, we've done a lot of just like weird grandfather clocks, and we've put them in different locations.
Really?
That's kind of been an odd thing.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, a clock that's a family heirloom that they've had for years and years, and you try to incorporate it somewhere into the home. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Kevin, how about you?
Some of the probably one of the weirdest ones was like a whole room for these people had some nice dogs, but they had their own shower, their own sink, like a washer in their
dogs. Did you say dogs?
Yeah, this is dogs.
A true dog house.
That is a dog house, man. Guys even customized the dog houses. All right, so here's a list of the top five questions that buyers should ask builders, okay? And I want to ask you guys these. Frank, how do you compare yourself to other builders?
Well, I've been in the marketplace. Next year will be 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So, and I come with my sales pitch to my customers is I have a mechanical engineering degree, and I've been in this business since I was a teenager. So with my 30 years of experience plus and the engineering background, what I try to sell myself on is to let the customer know I'm a hands-on builder.
Right.
We don't build in volume. We try to truly custom build for the client. And so what I'm going to do is offer a hands-on approach with the client and really get involved with their building process.
So we don't even need to talk to Chris or Kevin.
I think we each have our own unique
characteristics. I think, Chris, what are the most important benefits of the homes that you build specifically?
I think right now we're doing a lot of unique features. That's probably the thing that's been taken off real well. I mean, we're doing a lot of custom barn doors. We're doing a lot of wood wall features. We're doing a lot of wood ceiling features. Trying to incorporate a lot of box wood beams and just some of those unique features into the home that's probably the thing that we're doing.
And that goes pretty well, I would think, out at Woodland Trails in that area, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It ties right into the whole theme of the development. So
if you haven't seen it, go to woodland-trails.com. It's incredible. Kevin, what type of a warranty do you offer?
We do a standard 1-year warranty. And then on your appliances, your heating elements, your air conditioners, you know, all that's through a manufacturer, which is 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
We do a 10-year warranty of waterproofing on the foundation.
And you're not moving to the Caribbean anytime soon?
No, don't plan to.
All right. Okay. Frank, how about, can you give me references from prior home buyers? Do you do that?
We typically, after we meet with the client, we'll give them a list upon request. We'll pass off a list of the clients that we have on a referral basis that we give to those individuals.
Yes. And then I just go anytime I want to just go to their house.
Well, if they'll allow you to go in, sure.
And Chris, now the last question, do you build only from home plans that you supply, or can I provide my own set of plans?
Yeah, you can bring your own set. We have an in-house architect, so
that's pretty cool. That's a nice feature.
Yeah, so I've got a great architect. He's actually my cousin. He has done a lot of cool projects here in town, and so we allow people to bring any of their own ideas. They can bring their own plan, or we'll draw from scratch. So.
And does anybody ever say, "Can I help?"
Yeah.
I can see some buddies of mine let me take a crack at that.
This is kind of a funny story. I was meeting with a couple just this last week, and she brought this plan to me that they had been working on, and her husband said, "You've got to take this over. She's ran out of markers." I mean, she had every color spectrum on that plan. So
yeah, I could just, you know, to be a builder, you got to be kind of a therapist too, don't you? Oh man, thank you guys, Kevin Higdon, Chris Jeffries, Frank Spiza. Thank you guys so much for coming in. You need to go to woodland-trails.com if you want to check out Woodland Trails and see some of these beautiful houses. We're going to talk to Jim Reif, the developer. Next on the program right here on Randy Miller's Kansas City, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, KCMO.